This show is recorded. Please do not call or text.
And it's also time to see what God has to say to us through Matt Yeager of Keep Watch. Good morning, Matt, for the Morning Munch.
Morning, Jeff. Great to be here once again.
Glad to have you.
Yeah, it's always a pleasure to jump in here with you.
And we appreciate the relationship we have with Keep Watch. We'll talk about that a little bit later on, but let's hear what you've got for the morning devotional.
All right, sounds good. You know, I was thinking back, it was a February morning. Oh, the sun was shining. I'd just come back from a meeting, had a little bit of ice on the driveway, went out and started chopping it up a little bit and trying to get the rest of it off. I'm kind of a clean freak with my driveway sometimes. So just went out there 10, 15 minutes. Wasn't really working that hard, but I came in and man, my chest was just pounding. And I'm like, this does not feel right. And next thing I know, I was on my way to the ER. I had a 100% blockage in one of my arteries, a widowmaker. And it was quite an experience. They had to put a couple stents in and I was good. But, you know, it's one of those things you don't think about your heart generally until something goes wrong with it. And Paul talks in 1 Corinthians 12 about the different parts of our body, and there's some parts that are more honored than others and other parts that we don't see as much. And you think about some of those parts like your heart, your brain, your lungs, those things are all very critical pieces to our function, but we don't necessarily think about them often because they just kind of go. And he talks about this idea of the body and the different parts of the body. And so I was thinking about one of those things, obviously with our organization, with Keep Watch Prayer, we think about prayer. And prayer, I think, is one of those items that's not seen very often a lot of times. But when it is not there, you know, the life of the church, the life of believers just goes down the tubes. And that's why we are doing what we do in the schools, to pray and to make a difference, but having that covering, having that foundation that is happening on a regular basis, and there's certain things in the Christian life that are just foundational to everything that we need, and our body's not able to move forward. And without the medical attention, I would have passed away that day. And so that's just kind of just a reminder of just keeping, as Lee Iacocca put it, keep the main thing. The main thing is keeping the main thing the main thing. So those of you who don't know who Lee Iacocca was, the former Chrysler chairman that kind of turned them around back in the 80s.
Yeah. All right. Well, you've been doing well still since then?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that was a few years ago, and healthy as all get out and get a clean bill of health every year from the cardiologist.
Praise God.
Yeah.
Well, hey, good message, a good analogy there too. Can you pray for us?
Absolutely. Hey, Father, we just do thank you for just the opportunity and the privilege to come to you in prayer, that you actually want to have a personal relationship with us and that we can bring everything to you, our hopes, our sorrows, our struggles, our disappointments, our victories, just other people that we run into that have needs as well. So we pray for our listeners this morning. We pray that each of us would have that deep connection with you, that we would seek you, that we would spend time with you, that we'd communicate with you through this awesome venue of prayer that you've given us. And so we just thank you, pray all these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Matt Yeager from Keep Watch, who generally we have someone from Keep Watch every Monday morning to talk about praying for the schools. And well, we didn't do that this Monday, holiday, so you guys came in for the whole week.
We did, yeah. We kind of did a mixture on Tuesday when Wendy was in here.
And for a reason, too, because you have a special event coming up.
We do, yes, this Sunday. But let me just share first, for those of you who don't know, Keep Watch is a ministry that puts prayer walks inside the schools and before or after the school day. And the mission is to see every school covered in prayer, every school, not just the few we know about, but every school covered in prayer so that the power and presence of God are experienced in our community. And so when prayer is present, then God's presence and power also become more available to the school communities. And so that's what we're all about, is helping to really facilitate that, not only in the area here in Northwest Ohio, but throughout the country. We're now in four states. over 100 prayer walks, and with goals toward in the next 2 years to getting to 1,000 prayer walks with 2,000 volunteers in 10 states. And God has got us right on moving in that direction. But yes, this Sunday we have our signature event called Return. This will be our 7th year doing this, and it's a really cool, fun event. You get to hear a little bit about a little bit of pictures of what God is doing in the schools, how you can get connected in, you know, whether you're a parent, you're a teacher, a custodian, a bus driver, a pastor, a children's pastor. There's a lot of ways that you can get involved. We've got online training, on-demand training, so you can do it 24/7. But this Sunday at 4 o'clock at Holland Free Methodist Church here in Holland, we will be meeting once again. We've got some really fun handouts. So if you come live, if you're your school staff, you're going to get a gift card. So we want to help you get the school year started off well, but we also have some other fun gifts that we've never done before, and I think that'll be fun for the people that are coming here. And if you're not in the area and you can't make it, you can catch us online. We have we'll be available on our YouTube channel and our Facebook page, and you can find all that at keepwatchprayer.org. And if you just go to the tab, the Return 2021 web page, it's got all that information on there and all those links.
And when's the event again?
It's this Sunday, the 12th of September at 4 p.m. All Eastern right. time, that is, too.
Yes, yeah, for those that live outside.
We sometimes get a little bit of confusion with people that are in a different time zone, and they go to check in. It's like, I didn't find it.
Ooh,
like,
yeah.
You got to make sure it's so 4 p.m. Eastern time.
All right. And we appreciate the relationship with the Keep Watch. We both have a heart for the youth and the schools. So we appreciate you guys coming to us to partner, and it's been a great partnership. And hey, we also are focusing on prayer for schools. We take a week of prayer to pray for your school. And so we don't have one next week. So if you would like us to pray for your school next week, let us know. Send that information to studio@yeshome.com. Let us know the school and some things we can pray for about for the school. That's studio@yeshome.com. All right, Matt, thank you so much.
Thank you, Jeff. I really appreciate you guys and your partnership and your heart for just this nation. So we just want to see God continue to bend into them and grow them. So
yeah, thank you. It's exciting to see you guys expanding across the country as well. It's exciting.